An upcoming update to Google's Android software finally has a delectable name. The next version will be known as Oreo, extending Google's tradition of naming each version after a sweet treat. Google anointed the software after spending the past few months referring to it as Android-O. More at townhall.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I am your host, Chauncey Allworth, and this is your other host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing this week, Sean?
Not bad. We had that eclipse there.
Yeah, that was exciting. It was very apocalyptic out there.
Yeah, well, you know, a few weeks ago that astrologer told us that the eclipse would be accompanied by some kind of ground-shaking political event.
Right.
And now this... Right as I speak, President Trump is delivering an address about Afghanistan or something. So presumably he'll say something crazy, and if he acts on it, well,
right.
We might have to entertain the possibility that our lives are determined solely by the relative positions of the planets and the stars.
Yeah, I don't know. A whole statement from Trump, that's like 120 tweets.
Unprecedented.
That's like 120 tweets, man. I can't read all that. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to checking that out when I get home. I am curious as to what he has to say.
There.
You know,
yeah.
I know a lot of people out there.
I suspect it's the whole deal. You know, Afghanistan, it's a pretty unwinnable war, but you know, every president has got to try and win it. It's like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. You know, points for trying.
Right. Yeah, totally. You know,
that may have been a controversial thing to say. But
you know, our listeners, I'm sure, noticed that we have a lot of little subtle digs towards Trump. But you know, he's so funny.
Yeah.
But you know, I can say that I should point out Trump did something that I think both sides of this battle can rally behind.
Sure.
And that is, he declared the opioid addiction problem a national emergency, which will allow more money to go towards it because there's a lot of people taking pills.
Yeah. Well, between that and his health care plan not passing, I mean, we're really doing a lot for... Okay, that was mean.
I was trying to avoid the subtle digs. What is that, man?
That wasn't even a subtle dig.
All right. So, yeah, I've had a, I found out this morning that my neighbor, who's 46, had a massive heart attack.
Oh, geez.
At 46, due to weight and stress, which I have both of, and smoke. So now I'm terrified that I only have 5 years left.
Oh, dang. Well... I honestly, I don't know what kind of condolences you give in that situation. I'm sure you got more than 5 years.
That's your condolences?
Yeah, that's what I've got. Sorry.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe I
hope that helps.
I don't know. Maybe the So tonight's guest is a psychic lawyer. Maybe you can tell me if I have 5 years or not, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk to him, and it's like, I'm sorry, man. Odds aren't good here.
Yeah, totally.
You what might, do you want me to say?
You might
want to
finish up the show early, because you're not going to make it.
Oh, goodness.
But yeah, when I heard that, I swear to God, I just went like, oh God. It's going to be me, you know, because I think at the root, I think my stress is my overall problem. You know, last time I went to the doctor, my blood pressure was so high, they had to wait and take it again as I was leaving. And it was high because of my stress levels.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, I'm not exactly the expert on explaining people how to manage stress.
Well, you don't seem very stressed. You
well,
seem
no, I don't. Like, I project this chill exterior, but I'm actually, you know, within it, it's just chaos.
It's
you
just
know,
total chaos.
People throwing things off of shelves and running around screaming.
Yeah, yeah. I could tell that you were lying when you used the term chill exterior. You know? It's like, that's not real.
Yeah,
you
well,
made that up.
Exactly.
Right. So I have been trying my mindful meditation and trying to chill.
Try
and
to avoid any major responsibilities, you know, quit your job, fly to the Bahamas.
I wish.
Your children.
But I did this one big mistake that a lot of our listeners are going to know about.
Uh-huh.
I made babies.
Right. Yeah, well, that's, I mean, my psychiatrist warned me, don't do that. You're not going to be able to handle it. Just don't.
You know, a lot
babies.
Of people your age don't even want to make kids.
Well,
don't
I
even
don't.
Want kids.
Good grief.
You don't want kids?
No, I mean, imagine the... Well, you don't even have to imagine.
Yeah, no, I know. I know why. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah no. Both of my son does want to have kids, but both of my daughters don't.
Yeah.
And frankly, this might be a little graphic for radio, I don't know, but I assume that we don't have an all-ages listening audience, but... I think
Jared looking panicked.
I think my daughters have been permanently turned off of sex thanks to South Park and the internet.
Right.
You know, between the two, I think they probably have a terrified, unhealthy view of sex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's sex and that's iffy. But yeah. Then there's children, and you know that's just game
right.
over, man.
Right. But I mean, on the internet, like normal sex is now a fetish. It's not even like something you find normally and then you go outside of. You find the other stuff normally and then you're just all, ooh, normal sex. And it's just all normal
a guy
couples.
And a girl. That's
yeah, totally,
gross.
Man. Yeah, totally. Where's the at least some freaky facial piercing something. Something exciting.
I am seriously worried about what Carl Bott is going to do to both of us.
I think we kept it pretty PG. Jared?
Oh, God. Okay.
Jared's sitting here egging us on, Carl. All right. No, he's not. All right. you're listening to Radio Wasteland, and tonight's guest, the psychic lawyer, Mark
yeah.
Anthony.
This guy's a big deal.
The guy is a big deal. Pretty exciting for us. So come on back and check us out, Radio Wasteland.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX 9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I told you why I changed my mind.
All right. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Mark Anthony. Mark, are you there with us?
I am. Thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show. You know,
yeah, this is very exciting.
Yeah, and
Andrea, who books these whole things, was just very, very over the moon that you were coming on the show. Actually, because she's read a couple of your books.
Appreciate that. Yeah, she's gone a little nerd gaga, and it got infectious. And yeah, we're all like, oh my god, this guy's a big deal, man. Because Andrea's just like,
well, Andrea knows what's up.
She does know. You know, yeah, Andrea's, you know, much more tied in with the...
If she believes that something is popular, chances are it is, which a pair of shut-ins like us would never know about, so...
Well, as great as she is, we're going to stop talking about her, and we're going to talk to Mark.
Yeah. Well, I told her I would.
Well, she's prettier than me, so we can talk about her.
Well, yeah, she's got me beat, too, but only barely.
There you go, Andrea. See, I arranged that.
All right, Mark, I got to say, you're... And every time that I have told somebody that you were going to be on the show, I said, my next guest is Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, and people would perk up, you know, what's up with being a psychic lawyer? How do you come about being that? I mean, how do you come about utilizing that as a, I mean, I understand you were born psychic probably and became a lawyer, but I mean, how do you end up utilizing that?
Well, you're correct. I was born into a family where this appears to be a genetic trait because both my parents had it, and it runs on both sides of the family for generations. And I was always drawn toward the spiritual. So what I was initially wanting to do with my life was to go into the clergy. I mean, I was seriously considering becoming a Catholic priest. But the problem I had with that is the... You know, and with all due respect to the Catholic Church and to all my Catholic brethren, it's too restrictive. There's too many rules, too many regulations. You can only believe this way. Can't believe that. Can't believe that. And I started seeing that God, the universe, the afterlife is so much greater than any church or any book or any dogma. And I decided not to do that. And somehow or other, I felt drawn to the law. I traded one set of rules and regulations and restrictions for another, I guess. But I like law because it puts you in everything. In other words, I've done so many head injury cases as a personal injury lawyer. That's what helped me understand the workings of the human brain, which are now helping me on my lecture tour where I'm explaining how spirit communication works and the nature of consciousness. It also helps you understand structuring physics and forensics and chemistry. I mean, so the law is really good for that. What I don't like about it is that truth and justice seem to get kicked off to the side in favor of who's got more power, who's got more money and more leverage. And so that's the downside of our legal system. Our notion of justice is lofty and idealistic. The actual practice of law, unfortunately, is another matter entirely.
Yeah, well, man is fallible, aren't they? You know, so we put men in the position of making these decisions. You know, the idea and the concept is good, but, you know, once you put people in those situations, money becomes a factor, power becomes a factor.
Always, and into everything. You know, and I like what Winston Churchill said about the jury system. He says it's inefficient, it is wasteful, it's incredibly expensive, and it's better than everything else humans have tried. So there's pluses and minuses to it. And yes, it is inefficient, and it is, you know, it's far from perfect. But, you know, people say, oh, our system is terrible. And it's like, yeah, would you really want to get arrested in North Korea and subjected to a legal system like that? Or in China, or in Iran, or Saudi Arabia, or even in a lot of the European countries. Let's say you get arrested in France in under what's known as the Code Napoleon, which is what most of continental Europe his legal system was based on Napoleon's law. You are guilty until you yourself prove you're innocent. Whereas in the Anglo-American jurisprudence, you are innocent until proven guilty. And that's major. So what people need to understand is, yeah, the legal system, it's a disaster, but it's at least a disaster that somewhat works.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, that it looks like Andrea was right. I haven't even given out the phone number, and we have a caller who has a question for you, and her name is Debbie. Debbie.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie.
Yes. I have a question for Mark Anthony.
Hi, Debbie.
Let's go for it.
Hi, Mark. I'd like to ask a question. I had a brother that died 10 years ago this December.
I'm sorry,
can you tell me how he died or what happened?
I can't understand her. I can't understand her. Can you speak more clearly and slower, please?
Sure. I have a brother that died 10 years ago this December. Can you tell me how and can you tell me anything about his death?
I wasn't informed we were doing readings on the show. They said,
yeah, Debbie, we're gonna have to let you go. We'll be sure to follow up the show with how you can get in touch with Mark and find out more.
We'll do.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot.
Sure, Debbie. And yeah, go to my website, evidenceofeternity.com, because that way...
I've actually had a reading from you last year, Mark.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
I know how to get in touch with you. I'm just on your site right now, and I see that you're on the radio. So I went.
Well, thank you very much, Debbie, and we'll make sure that she gets the information to get in touch with you. Sorry to spring that on you. You know, I was just really kind of amazed that we didn't even put the phone number out there, and and so we must have regulars listening to our station going like, whoa, we want to get answers. So. So I didn't mean to spring a reading on air to you, but maybe you can tell us a little bit. Do you do readings for people, or does this normally just tie
with your
work?
I do readings for people, both on the telephone and in person, and it explains how to sign up for those on my website, evidenceofeternity.com. And, you know, and the point of the show tonight, as Andrea explained to me, and as you correctly explained, this is to be an interview where we talk about what I do in my work as opposed to a reading show.
Right.
And reading shows are nice, and I'm certainly open to coming back again and doing a show where we just take calls from listeners to do that. But, yes, I offer one-hour sessions with people, and I open up to higher frequencies. And what separates me from the vast majority of other mediums out there, I don't refer to the other side or as spirit, and I don't use the terminology that was coined in the Victorian era. I've updated it in my book, Evidence of Eternity, because I understand that this is based on science, this is based on quantum physics, and on human physiology. And certainly God exists, the afterlife exists, and spirits exist, and there is a rational explanation for all of it. Perhaps our technology doesn't completely understand it yet, but that's okay. I mean, the idea of a microwave oven in the year 1950 was pretty far-fetched, and now can you think of anyone that doesn't have one?
Yeah,
just because the technology isn't there doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
So you're definitely coming from an angle more of scientific than mysticism.
Well, I believe in God. I believe in the afterlife. I pray. But I don't believe in the mythological, narcissistic God that he's a neurotic white guy sitting on a throne with a scepter smiting people because he's jealous and hung up and you didn't tithe 10%. And, you know, there's people who believe that, and they certainly have a right to, but that conception of God is based on a medieval mindset. And then, of course, in the Renaissance, all the beautiful paintings by Donatello and Raphael and Michelangelo, where they depict God as such. And so people tend to think of God in those terms as opposed to being an energy that binds and unites all of us. I mean, it's almost more like, and I don't mean this in a facetious or sarcastic way at all, it's more like George Lucas's version of the Force. And the reason that I say that is because everything at its most basic level, on a subatomic level, on a level smaller than electrons, protons, and neutrons, is quanta, electromagnetic energy, henceforth quantum physics. So if everything is energy, and as Einstein said, there is no matter, there's just energy that vibrates at different frequencies so that we can perceive it. So you and I are at a much lower and slower vibration, ergo we live in what we call the material world, and spirits, being pure energy, you know, free of the burden of a body, vibrate at a higher frequency. So in a nutshell, think of our world as AM radio, and the other side is FM radio. And they're both energetic systems that exist parallel to each other and occasionally overlap.
Yeah, well, the Force comparison, you know, I realize that people are going to guffaw at the comparison to a blockbuster movie, but it really kind of makes a lot of sense, you know, understanding people's, you know, if God is omnipotent, you know, the most we could hope to understand is his glow, is his aura. There, you know, we couldn't hope to really get in there, so his influence is probably the most that we can hope to be a part of.
Well, the interesting thing, and I'm going to turn this into a lengthy explanation about George Lucas, but he did have a near-death experience. And I was just a speaker at the International Association of Near-Death Studies annual conference in Denver. Great group of people, great organization. It was an honor to speak there. And people that have near-death experiences, and I had one when I was about 3 years old, and both my parents actually had near-death experiences, two of them, two each, actually. And it changes you because it gives you this broader perspective. You realize that physical life is not the end. It also gives you a belief in reincarnation, that energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred. And so you can see where a lot of the things that George Lucas came up with the Force, the light and the dark and the Jedi and all of that, and certainly, you know, all the Indiana Jones stuff and that. So there is a inspirational basis for a lot of these great concepts and works of art. And for George Lucas, it revolves around his near-death experience.
All right. Well, we are coming up on our first commercial break here, Mark. So everybody, stick around.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in the Target Shopping Center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Lighty.
Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Reading Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
I'm breaking the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer.
And your title, the psychic lawyer, I think brings up the number one question that people probably want to know, and that is, do your clients, as a lawyer, come to you because of your psychic abilities?
Well, what I need people to understand is that right now my law practice is on hold probably permanently because the demand for my services as a medium and as a public speaker and lecturer have gone off the scale. I'm on the road at least 20 weeks a year at venues throughout the country. So far this year I've been to Los Angeles 3 times. I've been to Virginia at the Edgar Cayce Center, Denver, Houston 2 times, and I'm getting ready to leave again for Arizona on a whole tour at the Unity of Arizona, September 12th, and then the Afterlife Symposium in Scottsdale on the 15th. And what I do now is I act as a legal analyst on shows, on high-profile cases, and I've become the go-to guy for the media when the legal system and the paranormal collide, like in the Slender Man case. In fact, one of the defendants, one of the crazy girls that, you know, got enamored with a fictional online character, Slender Man, just copped a plea today. But there's also when people try to sue to get out of a lease because the house is haunted, or ghost hunter liability, or demonic possession as a defense to murder. So people come to me in cases like that, let alone the DNA and forensic evidence, such as in the cold blood murders, and also when there's an author in England who believes that based on DNA evidence he knows who Jack the Ripper, the identity of Jack the Ripper.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of that. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm doing now, which really a lot of fun. I mean, it's great being able to analyze these things. Like when Justice Scalia died, there was some speculation that it could have been murder and all this, but you know, he was a guy in pretty poor health, and you know, he had a heart attack and died. You know, but still, there's always the specter of foul play, especially in such a controversial figure.
So, are there a lot of cases that run hand in hand with the paranormal? And if so, are there any that you think are credible?
Well, there's actually quite a bit more now, and some of them are very, very practical. Ghost hunter liability. Okay, so you're running around in an insane asylum that's been abandoned for 30 years, and somebody falls down a rusty staircase, rips their leg open, and bashes their head.
Makes sense.
Okay, you know, whether or not a ghost pushed them or not, which is probably not the case, but someone's going to sue. Mm-hmm. And there's even insurance companies now which are issuing liability policies for paranormal investigators. So legal issues arise. You know, and at the risk of being facetious, remember that movie with Keanu Reeves and I can see him right now. The one that played Michael Corleone.
Andy Garcia?
Al Pacino. Oh. Yeah, Al Pacino. The Devil's Advocate.
Oh, I love that movie.
It was such a great movie, and yeah. And Keanu Reeves goes, why the law? And he goes, because it puts us in everything.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, can you name one business, one industry, one food, one anything that doesn't have some type of legal regulation attached to it?
Oh, absolutely. I think it goes hand in hand with money, frankly.
Of course. Yeah. And now that there's this exploding interest, which is great, in the paranormal, with these paranormal shows and investigations. In fact, there's even debate that should mediums and psychics be regulated by law, you know, the way chiropractors and doctors and lawyers are. To an extent, they are in the United Kingdom. And Britain, the UK, has always been in the forefront of psychic research. You know, in fact, the British were the first first intelligence service in the 1930s to develop a psychic warfare division. So these are fascinating things that come up, and of course there's legal ramifications. So there's quite a bit of it, and because of my abilities as a medium and my years of experience in the courtroom as an attorney, that's why I've become the go-to guy for when the legal system and the paranormal collide.
That is really an interesting combination. So, as a medium, you know, how does it work for you? We've had several mediums on here, you know, so are you, you know, reading people? Are you reading the past, the present, the future? Is it a past life regression? You know, the mediumship holds a lot of potential things in it.
Good question. To split it up into its most simplistic understanding, a psychic tunes into the energy of a person, place, or thing, and that's why they can, you know, do a scan on health issues or love life, career, and a medium tunes into the energy of a third party, which is a spirit. So if you want to find out about your love life and career, see a psychic. If you want to talk to dead people, see a medium. And then there are different types within that. Like there's different types of lawyers, there's different type of doctors. There's three types of mediums. There's a mental medium, which I am, where I open up to higher frequencies. Spirits come in. Their frequency overlays with mine. They transmit information to me. I see things, hear things, feel things that they're transmitting, and I explain it to the recipient. Then there are trance mediums, like Edgar Cayce. You go into a trance, and they also call them channelers, and spirits speak through him. And then there are physical mediums, which I've yet to see one that's credible. I've observed a couple things. It's like, yeah, I didn't buy it, where supposedly ectoplasm is projected from the medium that forms an image of the person who is communicating. Then, of course, with psychics, you have people that focus on medical. There's people that, you know, say they're animal communicators. There's people that work on, you know, past, present, and future. So there's a whole field in the psychic realm, and there are some that overlap. Now, I focus on evidential mediumship, things that can be objectively proven. So if I do a reading for you, the things that are transmitted to me from spirits can be verified, as opposed to, oh, I'm talking to Charles Dickens. Okay, Charles Dickens died 150 years ago or something. Well, what could be verified there? Okay, you know, you can't verify things like that. And or
right. We already know what we're going to know about him.
Yeah. Oh, in your past life, you were Joan of Arc, and that's why you're afraid of lighters, because you think you're going to get burned at the stake, you know.
That got our producer laughing. That's funny.
I mean, it's funny. I mean, I've seen, you know, because I'm a skeptic, too. You know, to me, a medium has to be credible and evidence-based. And I've seen some things that, oh, come on, you know.
Do you feel that there? Do you feel that there are a lot of people out there trying to dupe people with this?
There are. The history of mediumship is unfortunately racked with charlatanism, and in fact, I was consulted as a legal analyst in the Rosa Marks case that was in South Florida. I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago. And she and her family, they're of the gypsy subculture, and I'm not trashing gypsies because, you know, people are people. But this particular group of people were thieves and frauds. And Rosa Marks bilked over $30 million out of people in a deep state of grief, telling them that their loved ones' spirits were trapped in hell and only she could get them out. In fact, there was an author, a well-known author, Jude Devereaux, and her little boy had been killed in an accident. And I think she, like, sucked $3 or $4 million out of Jude Devereaux. Now, and this is for all the benefit of the listeners. Mediums, yes, psychics and mediums charge for their time. And you know, people say, well, you should just do it for free. It's like, well, yeah, do you live under a bridge?
Yeah, people should just give me food and rent for free then.
Yeah,
too,
just give me food and rent, gasoline and a car and insurance and health care and everything else for free, and sure, I'll do it for free, you know. But a legitimate psychic or a medium, you know, will say, this is what we do. All right, you come to us, you do a reading, and it says clearly on my website, and it does on all the legitimate mediums that I know, that you should wait at least 6 months after the death of a loved one. not because the spirit can't communicate, but because your emotions need to stabilize before you get anything of use out of the reading. In other words, if you're hysterical crying during the entire session, what are you going to get out of it? And then a lot of people want to know, well, can I get another reading? Well, you have to wait at least 6 months. A charlatan will tell you, oh, your son's spirit is trapped in hell, you know, and then rope you into coming 3-4 times a week, $500-$600 a pop, because they got to work on getting them out of hell or whatever nonsense that they're feeding you.
Probably mainly because their rent is due. All right, we're coming up on our last commercial break. You're listening to Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer, on Radio Wasteland.
In Cumberland, Kentucky, on a cool autumn evening, Billy lay in love with Mary Ann.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong, who is for and who's against the law?
All right. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Mark Anthony, the psychic lawyer. You know, when you were, I assume that you had an active practice at one point. When you were actively a lawyer, did you utilize your psychic abilities? Were you?
Oh, absolutely.
Were you a cheater? That's what I want to know. Were you a cheater lawyer?
How? All right. Well, I know people ask me stuff like that, but how is it cheating?
Oh, I'm kidding. I don't think it's cheating at all. My dad was a lawyer, and I think my dad's intuition is what made him such a good lawyer.
Exactly. And talk to any Marine, any soldier, any Special Forces, any first responder, and ask him or her if relying on your intuition, your gut, saves your life.
Oh, absolutely.
And they're all going to say absolutely, because there are some things that you just instinctively know. Now, what do you mean that you instinctively know if you walk into a situation you've never been in? And this information is coming from somewhere. And what it comes down to is we all have a skill set. Some people are better at other things than you know. It's like Michael Phelps is better at swimming. You know, Stephen Hawking's better at math. You know, I'm better at psychic and mediumistic intuition. So, you know, because I know some people in the courtroom, they're just so vicious, they would slit your throat and drink your blood if it would help them win the case. I mean, you know, metaphorically
speaking. That might have been my dad.
Yeah. And there are people that do that. And, you know, I use my ability to gain insights. It certainly doesn't make you invulnerable. Nothing does. But it does and can give you an advantage at times. You know, just because you know somebody, like, we're in a court of law, it's not as if people don't lie there constantly.
Right. You can't be all, Your Honor, I know they're lying.
Yeah.
Right.
His grandmother said she didn't like him when she was here, and she still thinks he's a dirtbag. You know,
right.
he can't do that. But I have freaked some people out by asking questions like, how would you know that?
So
but,
I guess I have a good question about this then, because the assumption that I'm taking from what you're saying is that maybe some people, I'm assuming there are varying levels of being psychic and a medium,
yes.
And that some people maybe don't know that they're psychic or a medium. Is that a possibility that...
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we see this, I see this a lot of times with children that that their parents think that they're hallucinating and all that. Now, certainly, there is a big difference between being schizophrenic and being a medium. But in earlier decades or decades past, people who had psychic and mediumistic abilities who could foresee the future or who would see spirits or hear voices, they were not always schizophrenic. Sometimes they were mediums, but the standard diagnosis was schizophrenia, and the treatment for that was electroshock therapy, whether you wanted it or not. And the dosage that they used to give in years past would essentially damage your brain to where you would not behave like that. It's like lobotomies, you know. I mean, no physician in the right mind these days would issue an order to lobotomize somebody. But at one time, that was accepted medical practice. So there are people who have these abilities. They don't understand them, and it causes them fear.
So, you know, like growing up as you were learning this and then being Catholic, I was actually raised Catholic too. I'm finding out we have a lot in common. But through your life, have you had a lot of conflict? I know a lot of Christians find this mediumship and psychic stuff to potentially be that of the devil and stuff like that. Have you found that there's a lot of conflict in your life growing up with these two things?
No, because my parents, even though my mother was a very devout Catholic, she and the Italian side of my family, which was my mother's side, looked at it as a gift from God. And they called it the gift of second sight. And if you look at lives of the popular saints, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Clair of Assisi, St. Anthony, Bernadette of Lourdes, I mean, you can go on and on, St. Teresa of Avila, they all exhibited what we now know to be psychic and mediumistic abilities. And what I always found fascinating was Nostradamus. He was not technically a member of the clergy, but he was the court physician to Henry II of France and his wife, Catherine de' Medici. And he was accepted and honored by the Catholic Church, even though he would get these visions and foretell the future. It's just that Nostradamus knew how to play it really well. Or somebody like St. Clair of Assisi, who was a nun and was able to see things in real time that were happening across the village or, a village away. We now know that she was a remote viewer, which the CIA and the Russians and the French and the North Koreans and the Chinese, you know, have been using remote viewers and intelligence services for years. In fact, 800 years after she died, St. Clair was was designated as the patron saint of television. So you can't tell me the Vatican doesn't know about these things. And, of course, then there's always the people who proclaim to be Christians, but they're really the ones who wanted to stone the adulteress, okay?
Right.
And the sad thing about Christians is a lot of them do not practice Christianity. They are so quick to judge, to cast the first stone, to condemn, to do everything Jesus said not to do. But because they said the magic words, "I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior," there is a false belief that gives them a free pass to judge, trash, look down upon, and treat other people horribly. And that's not being a Christian. That's being a religious fanatic.
And most of them don't even have a confession, like us Catholics from growing up. You know, we were able to confess, but most of them, you know, you got to do the right thing. There's
well,
no clearing that up.
You know, well, think about confession. That's sort of an early form of psychotherapy.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I totally agree with that. Yeah.
But the problem is, okay, so when you get around the Borgia popes, late 1400s, early 1500s, and then certainly Julius II, it wasn't a Borgia, but, you know, every bit as evil, you start selling indulgences. So you can get to heaven for this amount of money, and you can get forgiveness of sins for this amount of money. Well, being medieval Italy and contract murder not being an unusual thing in Italy, a lot of times you could get forgiven for the sins before you ever committed them. And so
that's convenient.
What prompted, you know, the Protestant Revolution, if you will, in Germany, because Martin Luther was looking at this going, this is rotten to the core, and this too is not Christianity. So something, you know, what do they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Confession and indulgences on its face may appear to be good and nice, but the reality is it became corrupt.
Well, I got to tell you, Mark, I have found this conversation to be very enlightening, so I really kind of hate to say that we're coming up on the end. And I want to make sure that our audience, both on the radio and online, know how to get in touch with you. So can you tell us a little how people can find out more about you?
Sure. To find out about my tour schedule, how to set up a reading on the phone or in person, it's the name of my last book, evidenceofeternity.com. And you also can find out about my books, watch videos of TV and interviews and lectures that I've given. And so anyone who wants to know more about all of that, go to evidenceofeternity.com. And please follow me, once you go to my website, follow me on social media, on YouTube, on MySpace, LinkedIn, Twitter. You can do all of that from my website, evidenceofeternity.com.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you very much for being on our show. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, the psychic lawyer, Mark Anthony.
No. kiss on the hot rod smoke. Yeah, you know me and my boy was down in North Carolina, not too far from Winston-Salem. Five old stars, trying to talk to the girl. I said the police might arrest me, but the judge gonna set me free. Man-made law, I even know that.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Trump addressed the nation from Fort Myer, Virginia, near Arlington National Cemetery this evening on his plans for Afghanistan, and he was purposefully vague about it.
We will not talk about numbers of troops or our plans for further military activities. Conditions on the ground, not arbitrary timetables, will guide our strategy from now on. America's enemies must never know our plans or believe they can wait us out.
Mr. Trump declared the United States must in Afghanistan to avoid the predictable and unacceptable